This is WSKG News. I'm Gabe Altieri. Death numbers from opioid overdoses has become a flashpoint in Broome County, and it may factor into the race for county executive. We now have a conversation with WSKG's Brett Jaspers about the campaign. He starts with a reminder of who the candidates are.
We have Debbie Preston. She's the current county executive. She's a Republican running for re-election. And her opponent is Jason Garner. He's a former county legislator. He's a Democrat.
So how is this debate over the overdose death numbers factoring into that?
Well, as you heard, some families want quick reporting, right? But county health officials are very concerned about accuracy. Preston stands by the county health department's method. She wants to put the numbers conversation into a broader context about all of the other things the county's done to combat the crisis. For some background, the county's resisted putting significantly more money into treatment in a really direct way, the way advocates want. But Preston points to her opioid abuse council, awareness events that have gone on, or efforts to educate doctors on the risks of overprescribing. So as for the numbers, here she is yesterday. Trying to put those numbers into a broader context.
To me, one is just as bad as 50, because I want to see none. And that's why the programs that we're doing to try and combat that, and we have more to do. We absolutely have more to do. So I think that, like I said, he's doing this for the program he's doing it for, and our numbers are different because of the guidelines we have to go by.
Yeah, at the end there, she's referring to DA Steve Cornwell's decision to do his own count, and she's careful not to criticize him for doing that.
And they're part of the in the same political party, so that could be a reason for that.
Well, I suppose that could be a reason, but you know, they're both Republicans, but there's also probably a certain deference to law enforcement and the information it can access. She can't see autopsies, she said, for example.
Well, this question of the numbers is a cause that Preston's opponent has taken up.
Yes, it is. Jason Garner is very insistent, saying that Debbie Preston is not doing enough, not working urgently enough to fight the opioid epidemic in general. This numbers question is the latest iteration of that. This is him.
Right now, the county is off about 400% in terms of the number of people that have overdosed in Broome County and died. They're off about 400%. And minimizing it and not getting this information out in the public is not helping people, obviously.
So that was from a press conference Garner had this week to talk about his plan for fighting the epidemic.
So what's in his plan?
There's a lot of things in it. He has a 12-point plan, but perhaps the centerpiece is converting the residential part of Broome Developmental Center into a treatment facility. Broome Developmental was a home for people with disabilities until March, when that part shut down. People might remember that was what happened back in March. His plan to convert it into a residential treatment center, or I'm sorry, a treatment center, you know, he was pressed at the press conference a little bit, and there weren't tons of details in terms of nuts and bolts of how it would get put into place. But he did say that it's a matter of political will, and it is an issue that he's raised before. He raised it in March, so it's the kind of a continuation of that call for that conversion.
And what does Preston say about that?
She says she's been meeting with Albany about that and hasn't advertised that idea because nothing's final.
Any idea if the opioid treatment issue will factor into who will win this particular election?
Well, it's really, really hard to say. When Preston was elected in 2012, she won by almost 20,000 votes, and that was also a presidential year. Now, if you look at the kind of the numbers of registered Republicans versus Democrats in Broome County, Democrats have the edge by, you know, a little bit less than 200 people, but that's just counting Republicans and Democrats, not conservatives or Green Party members or people who aren't registered with any political party in Broome County. And that's, you know, quite a lot of people in Broome. So, you know, looking at one issue and seeing how it might determine a local election is really hard to say. But, you know, it's definitely something that the candidates are going to continue to talk about.
Okay, Brett, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is WSKG News.